Steve, it wasn't your day today, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, you can't come to any club, never mind the Championship, at least one or two, and concede the two goals we did. I think the first goal was sloppy. You know, the guy gets above Revs to win a header. Scott Loach should put his cap on it and save it. You know, go down. And then they have a piece of magic from the boy McGoldrick, didn't they? I've just looked through it and trying to pick fault and blame, and it's just a stunning goal, isn't it? But I said to the lads at half-time, I was proud with them. A lot of teams would buckle at 2-0. We didn't buckle. We kept to a game plan. We should have a penalty again, and the man should go off for handball when Ryan Hall strikes. That's the benefit as well as the DVD. And then I thought second half, there's one team trying to play, playing all the play, making the chances. Again, we make another terrific chance, and Derbyshire's hold back. I kind of keep saying it, kind of, that we should have penalties, and we've got poor referees, and he's not to blame. What's to blame today is an awful first 5 minutes, and if you go anywhere in any game of football, go 2-0 down in 5 or 6 minutes, Rob, it's a long afternoon, but I'm standing here watching a performance that for 70 minutes was special away from home in the Championship, but you get nothing for special performances.
We said the other night, you know, it's a harsh division, isn't it? And you can play well for 84 minutes, but if you concede to win the first six, you're always sort of fighting back, aren't you?
Listen, when you're 2-0 down in 6 minutes at Portman Road, you think it can be a lot worse, don't you? You think you might be in for a bad day. But I think it's all right with the benefit of hindsight, but the first goal was a bit of a blow, and then they get the ascendancy for 10 minutes, but then we get into the game and players get a lot of confidence back, and with a few nice passing moves, and as I said, Jordan Bowery should score a great cross, but I think it's Ben Pringle. It's right on his head. He should score from 7-8 yards, puts it in the goalie's arms. And then I think second half, how have I seen it? Just a one-way domination of the football match. And I know they have the odd breakaway, which they're always going to have, but we go home disappointed, not with the performance, with the first 5 or 6 minutes, very disappointed. One or two individuals will be extremely disappointed. Other than that, I think my team have been terrific.
It's a similar story, isn't it? You're just not getting the breaks at the moment.
Well, I just said to the group, you can't have the dominance we had against Charlton in the second half last week, and you can't have the dominance in the second half we had here at Portman Road, and only scored one goal for that 90 minutes, 45 and 45, where it's just been one-way traffic. And you know, so what do? We go back on the training ground tomorrow and we get ready for a former Premiership champions, Blackburn Rovers. That's why we're in the Championship, Rob. That's why we work so hard, and then we'll come back down to East Anglia to play Norwich. They're great games to be involved in. I keep saying if we play like that, we'll win games, but I'd rather be playing like that, hoping the goals go in, than just being taken apart at will. And we've played exceptionally well, but we need an end product.
We've seen your team come back from deficits like this before. Do you think if you'd have got one, you would have had a real chance?
I think everybody in the ground knew it. I've never heard the Portman Road crowd so quiet. I've been here on many occasions last season in midweek, and many occasions for seasons before, to watch football matches but not involved. And you can see what it meant for them to break away and steal a corner in the 92nd minute. I think it was relief around the ground, because I think they knew if we got one, it would have been game on. It would have been backs to the wall. I think it was backs to the wall at that stage anyway. But, you know, coming from 2-0 down, I'll say, in any division is extremely tough, and it's extremely rare. So, but we hope to learn from it. We've had a lot of top class performances today. A lot of balls into the box. We've had more width and more crosses going into the box today than we've had in a long time, and that started last week against Charlton. So if we continue that, we'll be fine.
You've mentioned the handball in the first half by Berra from the Ryan Hall shot. What about the second penalty appeal in that second half when Matt Derbyshire goes through?
Yeah, I've said it. He's brought down, hasn't he? He's pulled back when he's going straight free and goal. And it's not only a penalty and a record, the first one is as well, because the ball's going on target. It's a goal scoring opportunity. But listen, we said last week that there was a penalty not given to us in the Charlton game, and people in a studio in London deemed it not to be. They're pundits, and that's why they're in a studio, not in the game. So have a look at the two tonight and tell us if they're no penalties either. But you know, it's not really important what they think. What's important is what the referee thinks, and we're disappointed. The big decisions he gave us, a few little throw-ins and a few little free kicks on the halfway line today, and as I told them afterwards, that's irrelevant to the game of football. Get the big decisions right.
You had to make changes today. You were forced into three in particular. You gave Ryan Hall a chance as well. How do you think he did?
Yeah, I thought after the first 15 minutes he was terrific, and I thought just as he was he had a really stunning 20 minutes in the second half, but he was obviously there once or twice, the ball just bounced away from him, and we thought he was getting a little bit tired. I thought he was excellent.
Are you happy that your team is, I mean, obviously you created chances, you're having a go, I mean, you played some attacking options there in the second half, you've got three strikers on the field, haven't you?
Well, we're behind, we're going to try and win a game, and Mick McCarthy's throwing defenders on and pulling attacking players off. And because he knew that, Mick knew he's an experienced manager, a good manager. They've just gone in the top four or five tonight, but you know they have much easier games than this, and they're 2-0 up here in 6 minutes. They won't be 2-0 up against most teams in 6 minutes. But we'll learn from it. We're learning every week. But it's time to get some results. We're not stupid.
Do you have to consider the fact you've got three games in a week as well? I mean, Becchio had a couple of minutes today. Is that in the back of your mind as well?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And in terms of where you move forward now, what do you say to those players? Just keep going?
Oh, listen, our dressing room's no down. The dressing room's down because of the result. Our dressing room is no down because we've got some experienced players in there. Who are, you know, the Richardsons and the Arnesons and the Broadfoots. And, you know, I've just heard them all say, boys, that was a stunning second half. It is. But as I just reminded them, well, let's get rid of a little bit of the stunning performances and let's get some points on the board and everyone can settle down and relax a little bit.
And Smallwood just couldn't make this one?
Yeah, his hamstring was tight. Arnesson was touch and go. Arnie's probably done a right shift for us today. He's probably played 60, 70% fit. And dare I say, it was outstanding again. So, yeah, it was all hands on deck today. We didn't have a spare body at the football club and that's why young Daniel Rowe had to be recalled in case Carrie missed his fitness test.
Are you optimistic that you'll have Smallwood, maybe even if it's not for Tuesday, but for next Saturday?
Well, we don't know. Hamstrings are funny. If it's just the medical department says it's very, very minor, but we'll certainly have Wadsworth back. We'll have Craig Morgan back, of course, and we'll have Paul Taylor back. So we've got three players that come back into the group. But, you know, even if I didn't, I'm delighted with that group I've had today. I thought in spells today, I don't know what the view from upstairs was, but that's which town. Public are good people, they're honest supporters. They know they've had a bit of a doing second half, weren't they? But the teams win. Good luck to them.
Thank you, Steve.
Is that all right, guys?